Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. I think Steph and I were having a conversation off the air just about life in general and just checking in. And I think what you're talking about is something that a lot of people kind of struggle with and deal with. And I don't know that I have the answers for you, but I definitely think that if I can't offer you advice, someone out there probably has some really good advice for you. Talk to us. What's going on?
Yeah. So one of the things a couple weeks ago is I had my OBGYN appointment, and my doctor was basically saying you need to have a sit down with your husband and have a serious conversation on when you guys plan on having kids, if that's what you want to do. I'm like, well, what are the concerns? And she goes, well, you're hitting that age where after a certain age, you'll have more risks, more struggles when you do have kids. Geriatric pregnancies are coming up in my life.
Which is weird that they say it's a geriatric pregnancy when you're 35.
Exactly.
I'm like, that's insane.
And that's what bothers me, is because nowadays a lot of my friends are having kids much later in life. And I'm like, I'm in no rush to have kids right now. James and I were very career driven. We love the lifestyle we have at the moment, and we do want to have kids eventually, but just not yet. So she said, have a sit down, talk about your timeline and see what your options are. So I had a serious sit down with James the other day, and I'm like, hey, when should we start having kids? And he goes, why? What's going on? I'm telling him about the geriatric pregnancy stuff. I'm telling him how, honestly, I'm currently scared to have kids. I don't feel like we're financially secure. I feel like it takes a village, and I don't have family here to help me. Other things like child labor during the pregnancy. Like, there are so many things that I have to consider and really think and sit down to myself to say, when do I want to have kids? And honestly, James goes, well, don't you think we'd be pretty devastated if we waited too long and either the health stuff or all the risk stuff happened during those times? I'm like, absolutely. We had some tears back and forth. Like, what do we do? We really didn't come up with a solution.
So he wants to do it now, and you kind of want to wait. Is that kind of where you guys are at?
I say we don't want to have it now just yet, but we're coming to that point where, like, it's going to have to happen soon. It's going to happen soon.
Says who?
Yeah.
I think because of the statistics.
Janet Jackson had a baby at what, 50?
Yeah, she was like 50 years old.
Yeah.
So medicine's come a long way.
Mm-hmm.
You're healthy. James is healthy. And we're not trying to encourage you or discourage you either way, but like, if you wait for the perfect moment for something, you're going to be waiting forever.
Yeah.
There's like no perfect moment for anything. And I know you. And I'm very similar. You're a planner.
Yes.
You like to have a plan in place. This is when we do this. This is when we do that. But sometimes when you step out of that comfort zone and just let life happen, it's amazing what happens.
Did you and Matt have a plan? No, we didn't, but
we had our kids younger. We did have our kids younger. And
yeah.
So I get where you're coming from, because when we had Brooklyn, I wasn't at that point. I was younger than you. But I do remember thinking, if we had a third, like, I really wanted to have a third. And I remember having the conversation with my doctor, and he's like, just a heads up that that's considered a geriatric pregnancy. And I was like, hey. We just ultimately decided not to, because Matt doesn't want a third.
No.
Let's talk to Jessica. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Have you gone through this? Do you have any words of encouragement, advice for Steph? Jessica, good morning.
Hey, Steph. Good morning, and good morning, Mercedes. So I have polycystic ovarian syndrome, and I got a test to find out how viable my pregnancies would be, and I have less than a 5% chance of having a baby. And my sister worked at the high-risk pregnancy center, and she's a labor and delivery manager, and I'm 42, about to turn 43. And my sister, I just wanted a baby my whole life. That's all I wanted. And my sister is like, you are not having a baby. You can adopt all you want, but you're not having a baby because it's too high risk for all these different reasons. And so it kills me because that's all I've wanted my whole life. But if it's meant to happen.
Jessica, like, no disrespect to your sister because she's obviously the expert in this field. But it's like, you know what? I just feel like this is your life and, you know, you should be able to decide and you can't predict the future. I don't know. I've just seen my friends that are over 35 have beautiful, healthy babies. And yeah. I don't know. I'm not big on people telling me what I can and can't do. You absolutely want to take the professional's advice. 100%. But they all are also not fortune tellers.
Yeah.
We're getting tons of calls. We're going to take more of your calls. What do you think? Having a baby after 35, that's like the cutoff, they say, as far as a geriatric pregnancy goes, then it becomes high risk. Were you in that situation? How was it for you? Any advice? We're going to take more of your calls here. Coming up, 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We are talking about starting a family. And if you are at that age where you're like, okay, do I want to do that now? Am I still going to make my career a priority? The time, the clock is ticking. We are talking about all of that. Steph is currently going through this. Let's talk to Brittany. Brittany has some advice for you, Steph. Hey, Brittany, good morning.
So what I wanted to say is that there is no planning for money-wise. You can't plan for a child. You just fit it in. It's nothing that you can really plan for. As far as age goes, my last child that I had, I was 32, and I had very high-risk pregnancies. And my OB at the time said, why don't you put IUD in and give it 5 years? So I would have been 37. Just go for it. There is nothing that really can prepare you for a child, and you just change your life. You evolve. It's second nature. My mom was 37 when she had me, and I'm 45.
Well, I agree with you, Brittany. Like, you'll never be ready. Like, it's just one of those things where it's like, oh my gosh. And then, you know, the baby comes and you have to buy your diapers and you have to buy this and that, but you just make it work. Like, you just find a way to make it happen. Am I right?
Right. Like, everybody says, oh, I'm not financially ready. Well, it just becomes second nature. Like, okay, instead of picking up that piece of beer, I'm picking up, you know, a package of diapers.
Yeah, Pampers, Bud Light. Let's go with the Pampers instead. Thank you so much, Brittany. Let's talk to Trish. Trish, good morning. What do you think?
So I was 38, and what I would say is I got more ultrasounds than everybody. That's the only thing. I had no complications. Now I'm 48, and I have a 10-year-old. And the one thing I would say is don't plan. I planned like, oh, it's going to go easy. I'm going to be able to breastfeed. Nope. I had, I couldn't breastfeed, but everything else was amazing.
How does like hearing these stories, Steph, how does that make you feel?
Honestly, it relieves a lot of stress for me because I'm hearing all of these success stories after 35. And it's telling me like, hey, not to stress, but don't plan because I'm such a planner. So it's giving me a little bit more relief. And I'll just have to tell James, hey, it happens when it happens.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can do is just live your life. I mean, we all get one shot at this, right? It's mm-hmm. like you got to do it the way you want to do it. Blanca, why don't you wrap this up for us? What do you think?
Good morning, everyone. So I want to share two stories with you just so I can kind of give you guys on why I think this way. When I was 19 years old, I had pre-cervical cancer cells, and they told me, you're not going to be able to have kids. Maybe, you know, if you want to, you should try it now because there's a slim chance that you might not have any. Well, I have three beautiful daughters, healthy as can be. And my sister, she got pregnant at 37. They told her baby was going to have, there's a possibility that he would have some kind of disorder because she's in that age and she's high risk. She's healthy as a horse.
It's not in our hands sometimes, right, Blanca?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I have tons of friends and relatives that have had kids in their late 30s, even 40s, and kids are healthy and everything goes smooth in the pregnancy.
Yeah, it's not in our hands. Thank you so much, Blanca. Let's go to Deanna. Deanna.
Good morning. With technology the way it is, she should have her eggs frozen. And once you know you have viable eggs, the number is up to you. I had one IVF procedure one time and have the most beautiful child at 45.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Deanna, was it pricey to get your eggs frozen, or what was that process like?
Yes. It was pricey, but that was 10 years ago. So I think it's gotten a lot more reasonable, and more insurances will help you now.
Are we sure? Because we all heard that the price of eggs is going up. So I don't know.
Is this, I don't really know.
Thank you, Deanna. I'm just saying, I've heard from a lot of people it's expensive. So I don't know. If you can avoid that, I'd avoid it.
We'll see how I'm doing. Maybe I'll get a blood test, see how many eggs I got, and then we'll go from there.
I don't even know how they do that. Do they just do it via blood test?
Well, that's what they said. So when I went to my appointment, I was like, hey, what are my options? They're like, we'll get a blood test, see how many eggs, look at the egg count, and then we can go from there.
Man, so that like literally will tell you like how many periods you have left in your life.
That's exactly. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Keep us posted. And don't put too much pressure on yourself.
I know.
Don't do that to yourself. It's not good for you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. I appreciate all the advice from everybody.
We love you.